I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Iron Brew podcast. Just Brad Mell and Matt Ellis on this one. No Matt Blanchard, but we thought it's been ages since we've done an episode. I mean, it's certainly before the January transfer window closed. I think it might have even been, one since the Boxing Day game? I don't know. It's been a long time anyway. A lot's happened. We just thought we'd come on and we'd just sort of have a look at where we are now and, you know, what's going on. Rather than doing sort of specific matches, maybe we'll look around the players a little bit that we brought in and, you know, a few bits and pieces coming out of the club. But I don't know, generally, Matt, what are you thinking, mate, at the minute? I mean, how are you feeling about it all? Because, you know, middle of February now, isn't it? You know, it's getting closer to the end of the season.
Yeah, it's not looking good, is it? Let's be honest. I think that if we look at January, I think that we did some really good business in January on the face of it. I think the club like genuinely tried to do the absolute best it could under the kind of restrictions that were sort of imposed on it. And I think that we brought in, what did we bring, like, was it like 7 or 8 players?
Yeah, 7 or 8,
like
a few. And
obviously shipped out some other players who, you know, not really sure how close to professional football they ever were. But we obviously tried, and Hill's obviously seen these players and thought, you know, these are the players I want and these are the players I don't. And obviously there's still players in the squad that he's not going to want. I mean,
well, he said that, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. Well, yeah. Under no uncertain terms, you know, like Turan, like what's going on with him and stuff like that. Obviously it's just been a bit of a farce, hasn't it, really? But, you know, I think, probably did the best we could hope for. And I think, I know we lost out on a couple of players that we really wanted that we didn't get, but you know, it's always going to be kind of difficult to bring players in when you're at the bottom of the table and you're kind of staring relegation in the face. And I think that, you know, the players we brought in, you know, by and large, pretty good. Obviously Feeney's been decent and he's a good player. And I thought he played well against us for Tranmere early in the season. Mm-hmm. You know, not all, or even though he's not really fit, I think there's going to be something there. He's going to be useful at some point, whether or not that's this season or if we keep him for next season, probably in the conference, you know. Mathson's been, I mean, he's been shite, hasn't he? Let's be honest. Like, that was, he seemingly came with good pedigree. And obviously, Wolves paid £1 million for him at some point. I don't really know why. And he had an absolute shocker yesterday against Swindon, which is unfortunate, isn't it, really? But I think that, you know, and obviously Grant is probably the best player we're likely going to see while we're still in the Football League at this club. You know, he's quite easily head and shoulders above what we've got, and probably what quite a few teams in the league have got, really. So that was obviously quite a bit of business, that, to bring him in to what we assume at the moment is the end of the season for a 34-year-old. Will he drop down to the conference with us? Who knows? It would be nice. We don't know. We're only speculating, really. You know, and so we kind of, obviously Delaney as well, who's kind of worked with Hill in the past, and he's a decent defender, which was a good sign, and good to see they got rid of Captain Calamity and Harry Davis, who never really was that good, was he? Let's be honest. And obviously Kenyon was never fit. Like, who am I missing? Like, that's just off the top of my head.
Yeah, there's a few more. I mean, like, Sinclair came in a little bit earlier on. There's Burns. I can't remember if we've talked about him or not. Pike as well. We can sort of go over players a little bit later on. But I think the first thing is, from, if you remember, the statement came out a couple of weeks ago now. I would say this is as good a business as anything we've done player-wise, is the fact that Keith Hill has said that he'll stay on next season regardless of what league we're in.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that that's kind of the sort of sweetener, isn't it, really? Because I think a lot of Scunthorpe fans at the moment kind of accept that we're really not going to be in the Football League. It is going to take an absolute miracle, even though it was going to take a miracle in January before the signings. I think it's now even more difficult just because the form's been, you know, terrible. Last 5, won 1, lost 4. So we're still miles off, and the goal difference is an extra point as well. So, you know, it's not looking great in terms of that. But I think that, you know, I think it's quite a little bit kind of comforting, really, that Hill said that it's going to be a next season. And let's hope he will be, because, I mean, you know, despite the fact that you know, we sort of still haven't really picked up. We never really got the new manager bounce. I think the kind of bit of stability and fitness and sort of improved performances without really getting anything out of it was probably the new manager bounce, just because we're so far behind and the team was so bad and the team was so unfit. But, you know, I mean, it'd be nice to kind of be able to think about, you know, next season in the conference with Hill, and be quite interesting to see. Again, he's have another full summer, and there's, you would think there will be less budgetary constraints in the conference, because yeah. I don't think
there's no spending cap, is there? I don't think, is there?
No, exactly. So it's easier for whatever Swan decides to do. I mean, obviously, if Christ knows what's going to happen, but he could plow more money into it if he wanted. Whether or not that's the route will go down, he says there is a plan for next season if we do go down, and he will know that we're pretty much dead and buried at this point. So there's going to be a solid plan there, and if obviously you know, Hill's here next season, that's a really good start, and he's had more time to be at the club, more time to assess the players. Obviously there's going to be a huge clear out in the summer. I would probably expect us to retain, you know, some of the players, and as kind of said, like Feeney apparently signed a 2-year deal, so
I was just going to say that, actually, because I mean, Hill said in a lot of his comments, hasn't he, that there's, you know, there's a bigger picture. He's building something, you know, all of that type of stuff, which sounds great, but you never really know, you know, how much is that is just sort of to the fans, to the media, that type of thing. But I think this is him saying he's staying on, and then combine that with the interview that Mike White did before the Swindon game with Feeney, as you mentioned in there, where he said that, you know, because a lot of these players, it's not really said, I don't think it's been said how long they are staying for an awful lot of them, but he said there's a bit of confusion with Feeney, you know, how long are you here for? And he said here this year and next year, you know, and that, you know, dropping down a league wasn't a problem for him. He just wants to keep playing. You know, you put those things together, a few other bits. I do think there might be a bit of a bigger picture here now.
Well, I mean, hopefully we've got a plan, because the plan to keep us in the league's not really worked. No, this is the plan B to kind of keep us in the conference, I assume, because, you know, a lot of these players really aren't fit enough to compete in the conference, you know, let alone League Two, which we've found out this season. I think the chairman's admitted that the players we brought in at the start of the season just weren't good enough. And, you know, a lot of them are genuinely garbage. So it's just like, I think it's going to be a new beginning, isn't it? It's going to be a bit weird. We're going to be able to see some new grounds. Everything's going to be a little bit more low key. You know, there's going to be less media attention around the club, and you know, for a kind of club that's been in the Football League since something like the early 50s, I think. You know, it's horrendous, really. It's awful, and we never really thought we'd see this in our lifetimes. Really, we were never really that close, kind of outside the Swan 10 years, is to kind of, you know, losing our status other than under Laws, I believe, which was obviously a long time ago now. But we managed to stay up, and we've kind of been looking at this, haven't we, for this is like,
it's a couple
of
years, isn't it?
Yeah, it's no shock, it's no surprise to anybody that this is happening. This is kind of, you know, it's a foregone conclusion, really. I mean, you know, I can't see us getting out of it, and it's the past kind of two seasons, you know, we could have gone down at any point during those as well, and obviously the relegation from League One, we've been like on a horrendous downward spiral for a number of years, really, and this is just kind of the result of that, really. The kind of combination of sort of like absolutely horrendous appointments in the club, if that's just managerial or coaching staff, or and the recruitment, which has been absolutely garbage, really. You know, but we, you know, as we said, kind of, this is probably the best sort of January we've seen for a while, maybe since we brought kind of Madden in, and that kind of all craziness back then in when we were in League Two and pushing for the kind of championship there under Russ. But I think that, you know, that the club's tried as much as it can, has done as best as it can in this transfer window, and it's done a relatively good job, I think, which is fair enough. But I think it's too little too late, to be quite honest, really. It's, and in the fact that we were like kind of made to wait till the last week of the transfer window, some of these players we really could have done with them sort of like in there straight away within the kind of the first week of January, just because the important games there that we've didn't pick up a huge amount from. If we could have maybe got like another 3 or 4 points, we would be looking a bit better. But, you know, having said that, there's still plenty of points to play for, and I don't really know how many I can see us getting. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? Was it too little too late, really? I mean, I completely agree with you. I think the club have done probably as, you know, as best as we've seen in a couple of years. I think they've probably done as best they can with this. Of course, you've got the issue that, you know, you brought when you bring in this many players, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time to get them to sort of bed in and you know, work together. It might, whether you think it should or not, it doesn't really matter. That's what happens. And I think we're sort of seeing that a little bit. I mean, think back to, I mean, even before, I mean, the Walsall game, I think that's a good example recently, the one where we did win. And until the goal, so that's about half an hour in, it was terrible. Like, it was awful. Genuinely one of the worst games I've seen for a long time. It's just, we didn't look organised. The first touches were horrendous. We weren't getting second balls. You know, simple passes going astray, that type of thing. It just wasn't working. We get the goal, fantastic free kick from Millen, and then obviously Jairo puts it in. And then it changes until half-time. So that last 15 minutes, we play some nice stuff. Second half, of course, we go down to 10 men. And, you know, I actually thought we didn't have a lot of possession, but I thought we controlled the game quite nicely. You know, it was, we did all right. And, you know, it was a battling performance. You could see what it meant to him at the end. And you could see what it meant to the fans at the end, that because, you know, we'd been on that road, we'd lost however many games before then. I think it was about 7 or so, wasn't it?
Mm.
And then, you know, you get this win almost sort of out of nowhere. It did give you a lift. You know, it did absolutely, on that Tuesday night around sort of Glanford Park at the end there. Yeah, people believe that actually we might be able to do this. It was unfortunate that obviously Oldham got a win as well. And then you come to Saturday and it, you know, again, decent performance for the first hour or so. There's that mistake from the throw-in. And then the goal, and then it just sort of collapses, doesn't it? And it's unfortunate. I mean, I'll devil advocate slightly here, in the sense that, you know, mathematically, it's not over. I've seen people on Twitter say that, you know, other teams, I mean, Oldham are probably an example. They picked their form up slightly. I mean, just looking at the table now, you know, in their last 5 games, you know, draw, 2 wins, another draw and a loss, you know. So it can happen. I think the issue that we have is that we're just not scoring. You know, the effort's there, the commitment's there. I don't doubt that. I think I don't doubt that from any of them. Sam Burns, he's a good example. You go back to Bristol a couple of weeks ago, you know, 3-0 down, about 80 minutes, 3-0 down, you know, game's completely gone. And then suddenly you get 2 back, you know, and that he scores both. And I think that's sort of typical of his play. He runs and he runs and he works so hard. You know, the effort is 100% there. There's just little mistakes, isn't there? You know, there's stuff which just not quite happening. You look at Swindon yesterday, the one where the keeper makes a bit of an error and he closes in, he doesn't manage to put it away, or even when he's on the break and if he looks up, he squares. I think, is it Nuttall that's across there? It might be Pike. I can't really remember. Square that, it might go in. It changes the game slightly. There's just little things. I think it's not for want of trying, is it? But I think the issue we're going to have is definitely it's coming down to goals.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and I think, yeah, I mean, it was nice to get a win against Walsall, but as you said, we were generally terrible. And
well, only for the first half an hour, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awful. I'm not glossing over that. And it was. And then, to be honest, even when we did win, you know, we had to battle it out. And Walsall, terrible. You know, they were probably the worst side I've seen at Glanford Park this season. You know, against a better team with us with 10 men, we're not holding out. You know, we're not holding out like we did. But, you know, if we're going to win any of this, if we are going to stay up, it's going to be performances like that that do it, I think.
Yeah, but I think we need a performance like that in every single home game that we've got left. And that's the problem. And I think that we don't score enough goals and we don't keep enough clean sheets. And those are the two basic, the most kind of fundamental things that we've got the problem is. And once we kind of go a goal down, then we kind of go, we sort of like chase the game a bit and then there's more space and behind the defence and stuff like that, as you saw against Swindon. And then, you know, it's just another one ball kind of cuts the defence into really. And a simple finish and, you know, we're down and out, really. It's really unfortunate, but every team can see it and it's what's going to happen in the rest of the game, you know, because we just can't keep clean sheets, unfortunately, and we just do not score enough goals. It's as simple as that, despite the fact that we've brought in Nuttall and we've brought in Burns, who, as you said, you know, he's been really good. He's got, obviously, a really good work ethic. He should have scored a lot more goals so far than he has, but it's nice to see that he's putting himself in those positions, you know. All he can do is sort of like turn up and basically do his best, which I think he has been doing, to be fair. It's just that kind of a little bit of inexperience or whatever, but he's been decent, and I'm sure he'll be, you know, a kind of solid striker in the Football League long after we've departed from the Football League, you know, so I think that, you know, yeah, I just, I, I'm not, yeah.
Well, I think on clean sheets, actually, the what's worth pointing out is that, yes, our goal difference is terrible. And it is, I think it does equate to an extra point at this point, doesn't it? But, I mean, I do want to bring up Watson because I do think he's been good. I mean, I'm thinking back to, well, the Newport game especially. I mean, it even got to the, you know, there were so many shots. I mean, they'd had about 10 corners in the first 20 minutes or something. You know, there's so many. The fact that we only lost that 1-0, I genuinely don't know how. And Bristol as well is another one. They could have had a few more. There's, you know, he's pulling off some saves. He's doing a job. I mean, it even got to the point in that Newport game when I think Newport's admin were tweeting that it was like, you know, Newport nil, Rory Watson nil, you know, instead of that type of thing, you know. So, yeah, it's not for want of trying, I think. And hopefully, you know, we mentioned Delaney a little bit already. I've been impressed with him so far. Davis gone. Manny, I think, is good. We know Manny's good. Taft has been a lot of question marks, certainly this season. But Delaney's slotted in there, you know. He looks like he's been here for ages. You know, him and Manny seem to be working quite nicely together from what I've seen as well. So that's promising.
Yeah, and I kind of, when we brought Delaney in, I remember reading Hill's kind of part of his interview about him. And I think he's kind of a player that he's, I can't remember if it probably was Rochdale, wasn't he, that he was with. And he said when they were kind of on the brink of relegation, he kind of relied on him to be able to kind of produce good, solid performances and bring some leadership to the team, even though they were in a real mess. But I think they actually managed to pull out of it at the end and you know, stay up. And I think he's obviously thought, you know, if I bring the same kind of guy in with the same character, hopefully he'll be able to help me do it again. But I think they're probably just too far gone. But yeah, you are right. It's another really, really solid sign, and it's probably more than we could really have realistically hoped for in January, given our position and kind of our problem with the transfer embargo as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at the transfers as a whole, I think the picks are between him and probably Grant, certainly. I mean, we, for the start of the season, that midfield, it was so light, wasn't it? You know, we know Beeston struggled. He's been out of the team. Tom Pugh's come in. He's done, you know, he's done decent enough. But, you know, it's a lot on him, isn't it, really? Jay Rowe, I think, has been okay since he's moved there. But I know he's dropping back slightly a little bit now. But I think Grant and Feeney, they've come in. Yeah, it's never going to be instant straight away. But Grant's that sort of type of player, I think, that we've been lacking. It was the sort that we, last season, we were sort of asking for, wasn't it, around January? You know, obviously we got Karajan in, didn't we? But, you know, he's going to put a tackle in. He's been around. He knows it. I mean, you just have to look at the reception he got at Swindon yesterday afterwards. He's been there. He's done it. And also from what I've seen as well is, like, he does. I mean, he will lead from the pitch. Like, I mean, I sit quite near the pitch anyway, but you can hear him. You know, you can hear him even when you've just got, you know, Lewis or someone taking a throw in at left back. You know, he's saying right to him now, to him, this type of thing. You know, he controls it. And I think he's probably the pick of the lot for me, I think.
Yeah, you're probably right. And obviously, you know, he's been a really, really good kind of lower league footballer for a long time now, hasn't he, really? And every time I've seen him play against us, he's probably been one of the best players on the pitch. So, you know, it was kind of a surprise that we brought him in, really. And I think even though he's 34, I think he's still probably got plenty to give, you know. I think, you know, if we could by some miracle manage to try to take him with us into the conference next season, I think he'd probably do a job there as well, drop down a level, he'd still be top player. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see if that happens. We assume that his deal's to the end of the season. I mean, I don't really know.
I'm not sure. I've not got the notes up here either, so I don't know.
There was very little kind of information about kind of length of contracts from a lot of these players that came in January, really, and you kind of just assumed that they were here to the end of the season and they're probably not going to want to have to stay around after we sort of drop out of the Football League. But I think that, you know, yeah, without a doubt, probably the best player we're going to see play for us until we kind of drop out of the league, really. He's you know, head and shoulders above everything else. And it's obviously always nice to see a player like that play in kind of central midfield for you, especially when we kind of lacked for a long time. As you said, you know, kind of Beeston, it's just not really happened for him over the past couple of seasons, really, despite the fact there's a really good player in there. Obviously, you know, Pugh, he's still pretty raw, but he's been okay, but still it's a lot to ask. And, you know, Perry's just garbage. You know, Kenyon was unfit, you know. Kind of there's a lot of kind of question marks around that, but obviously we brought a player in that can kind of help shore that sort of area up and everything. But you know, it's just, you know, is there enough time for him to make enough of an impact? And I think we probably all know the answer to that.
Well, maybe let's just turn to maybe the table and then a few of the fixtures coming up, because I think we're struggling away. We're going to know this, you know, Swindon yesterday. I wasn't expecting a lot. I think the first half, you know, we did well, as we say, but I wasn't expecting us to get anything from that game, really. I think a lot of it is going to come down to the home games, isn't it? And we've still got a few left. I think there's about 8 or so left, isn't there, this season? But the next two games are at home, obviously, Rochdale and then, of course, Northampton on the Tuesday night. You know, big opportunities. I think, I don't know, looking at how many points are we away? Is it 6 points now, isn't it? 6, but probably 7 with that other goal. Yeah, with goal difference.
I mean,
I think generally I do concur. I think we are probably out of it by now. But I think a lot of it's going to come down to these next two games, really. Obviously we have to win them all, don't we? Really, certainly the home games. I mean, but I think Rochdale especially, you know, we've got to be getting something.
Yeah, we definitely have, you know, as you said, I think that even though they're kind of like 4 or 5 points away from the drop zone, their goal difference is -3 and obviously ours is -31. So there's a big difference there. But I think, you know, having said that, you know, if we beat them and then the kind of results around Rochdale, they can kind of be pulled back into this, I suppose. They're definitely not out of it yet. So,
look at the fact that we've still got Rochdale, as we know, we've got Barrow, we've got Colchester, you know, we're playing them all again, aren't we? You know, it is a real opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, like, if we're going to stay up, we've got to beat all these teams. It's as simple as that. You know, there's no two ways about it. We get relegated. We draw, we get relegated, you know. And as you say, kind of Rochdale and Northampton, I probably think we might beat Rochdale, to be honest, but I think we'll probably lose Northampton. They're like, what, 3rd in the league?
Yeah, they're at the moment. Yeah, I think so their form's good as well.
Yeah, their form's like kind of like 1-3, drawn 1, lost 1 in the last 5. So decent, in decent form, really. So, you know, it's going to be difficult, obviously, as always is. But I think, you know, if we kind of get negative results for the next two, then, you know, even though I'd like to say we're probably dead and buried already, we're going to be absolutely kind of 6 feet under at that point. And then the game after that's away at Sutton United, who are obviously 5th as well. So it don't get any easier. It don't get any easier, but you know, there's all you can do is try and win your games. And really, for this Scunthorpe United supporter, you know, how optimistic can you be? Really, I think that we are playing teams that are in and around us, but our record against them is not very good. We should really, if we were serious about staying up, we had to beat Oldham, especially when there was a big crowd at Glanford Park. But of course, we didn't, which was, you know, massively unfortunate. And yeah, we're in a real mess, really, and I think that, you know, the club will probably see that, and they need to start planning for kind of life outside the league, really, and whatever that might bring. And as we said earlier, it's kind of a little comforting that kind of Hill's going to be here next season. So you know, what can you do?
Yeah, and I think that's probably just end it there, actually, for this one. Like I say, a shorter episode. Just wanted to put something out because, you know, we haven't been there for a while. 2 home games, so let's get something on. Hopefully Matt will be back and yeah, we can sort that out. But look, I don't know, until it's mathematically over, you know, I guess we're still in it, but yeah, it's not looking good, is it? Right. Thank you very much for listening to this. We'll see you next time.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.